Good afternoon. My name is Sophia, and the scripture reading today will come from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. You can find this on page 991 in your Pew Bibles, or you're welcome to follow along behind me on the screen. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and, after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." At this time, children ages 3 through 9 are invited to children's church. Lastly, we have a special guest from the Middle East.
Friends, I come to you from far away. I come to you all the way from Capernaum. It is much like Boston. Well, okay, maybe not. It is a little bit like Boston. You have a sea here in Boston. We have a sea in Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee. I hear people in Boston are often skeptical. This is what I hear. Is it true? Well, in Capernaum, many people are also skeptical. In fact, I was one of them. Just 2 years ago, a man came to visit one summer. He was famous for being a healer. Many people in Capernaum, they said, "Is this true? Is this true? Is he a healer?" I also wondered, but I wondered for a different reason. I wasn't just curious. You see, my legs did not work. My legs did not work since I was a boy. And I thought, maybe this man could heal me. But I wasn't sure. I had four friends, and these four friends had great confidence. They said, "He is healed in other places. We have heard of it. We will take you there and bring you to him." I said, "Okay." Now, you think the tea is slow. My friends, carrying a man, a full-grown man in Capernaum in the hot of summer is even slower. They carry me, and of course, everybody has gotten to this home before I go because they can walk there, and my friends are doing the best they can, but I'm no thin man. We get to Capernaum. We get to this house, and it is full, and it is hot, and it is a little smelly. Everybody is there, and you can hear him saying something if you listen closely. He is saying something about the kingdom of God. I don't know what he is talking about, but he keeps talking and talking and talking. My friends and I, we wonder, will he stop talking so we can get to the healing? That's why we are all here. He does not stop talking. He keeps talking. My friends get impatient. My friends are good friends, but they are a little impatient. And they take me up the fire escape to the roof. Now, roofs in Capernaum are a little different. They are not pointy like the ones here for the snow. They are flat. There is not much snow in Capernaum. They take me up there. And then they are listening very carefully. Where is he speaking? Where is he speaking? And they try to find the right spot because they want to drop me in like I was Rambo or something. They start digging through the roof. It is not a slate roof like the one here I notice you have. It was a wood roof with a lot of mud. So they start pulling things apart. And some of the things start falling through. And you can hear the crowd below start screaming, ah, it's falling. And they're worried that we're going to fall on them. And friends, I must tell you, I was a little worried that we would fall through also. But we didn't fall through. They opened the hole just so big to put me in it. And they lowered me down on a mat. And I come down. And they see my legs. And then they see me coming down. They're all looking up. And I'm very scared. And they're looking up. And then I come down. And I come down. And I hit the floor. My friends are not very good at lowering somebody down. And it hurt. But I'm down on the floor now. I'm looking up at this man, and this man is looking down at me. And everybody is looking at me, but I'm looking at the man. The man is looking at me. He is not looking at anyone. He is looking at me. He is a little surprised to see me here. I'm a little surprised also. He looks down, and he says something very unusual. I am hoping he will say, "You are healed." I have been waiting for those words. I've been dreaming of those words. You may think you have dreams. Maybe you have a dream to be married one day. Maybe you have a dream to become famous. Maybe to get an education. I hear there's a lot of graduate students at Boston. Maybe you have a dream of making your family proud. But it was nothing like my dream. My dream was to walk. I could not walk. He looks down at me. I look up at him, and I hope he says, "You can walk," but he does not. He says, "Your sins are forgiven." Your sins are forgiven? I did not come for a religious moment. I came for a healing moment. Your sins are forgiven. Now, in Capernaum, we see disease and sin as kind of related, so this is a little helpful, maybe, but I still can't get up. It does me no good. I just wait, but I hope that he says something more. I hope he has something more to say, because I am just sitting there the way I've been doing for years now. Every place goes silent. The people in the back, the people right back there, they're the religious leaders. They didn't come close because they were skeptical, much like Boston. They stood in the back ready to escape at any moment, and they were murmuring back there. And Jesus, he knew what they were thinking. They were thinking, he just said he could forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. The Bible says that. How can this man say that? That's what they were thinking. They didn't even say it. They were thinking it. And Jesus looked at them. He is not a normal man. He knew what they were saying. And he says, "Let me ask you, which is it easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or take up this mat and go home?" And I will tell you, I have no idea which is easier to say. But I know that if you say, "Get up," we will know right away if you have power. We will know right away. But honestly, I had no idea what he meant. So I just sat there quiet, like everybody else. And then he goes on and he says, "So that you may know that the Son of Man," that was Jesus' name for himself, "the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He says to me, "Get up and walk." I'd been waiting all these years to hear these words, but I didn't know if they were true. I didn't know if I could walk. My four faithful friends had brought me so far. Everybody was looking at me, but I didn't know it was true. I was scared, but I was so hopeful. If I can just walk, I can be married. If I can just walk, I could have a job. If I can just walk, maybe I could be famous. But I must try. So I put my hands down, and I pushed up a little bit. I put my feet underneath me, and I pushed up, and you won't believe it. You won't believe it. But I stood for the first time. I stood for the first time in my life. You can clap now. It was the first time in my life I stood. I could not believe it. And he said, "Take your mat and go." So I took my mat, and I left his home. My friends, I'm here to tell you, that day I thought the most important thing that happened was my legs started working. I will tell you, that was not the most important. There was something far more important. Many other people got healed when he was in Capernaum. And 3 months later, they were just as miserable. Maybe their hand was fixed. Maybe their eyes could see. But they were bitter that they had lost so many years. They were bitter that they weren't able to catch up to others. Their heart was not healed, just the physical. And I will tell you, when Jesus said to me, "My sins were forgiven," I honestly didn't know what he meant. But over time, I've learned that he was giving me relationship with God. He was forgiving me my sins. And that has made all the difference, my friends. All the difference. Instead of getting bitter about all the time I was wasted, I was thankful for what God has given me today. My friends, I have three hopes for you that are listening to me. And thank you for coming to listen. I hear there's no taxes this weekend, and there's a lot of shopping. Thank you for coming anyhow. But I have three hopes. One, if you have been healed by Jesus, if you have already been forgiven, I am so happy for you. I am so happy. But I hope that it won't end with you. I hope you will be like my four faithful friends. There are many people here in Boston that are skeptical. Many people that are hurting. You know them. You know some of them. And I hope you will be like my friends that will carry them to Jesus. You will carry them. And when the place is full and you can't get to Jesus, you will take it to the roof and you will drop them in. Because these people need forgiveness. They need healing so bad, and you have that chance. My second hope for you, though, maybe you need healing. Maybe you need healing. Maybe a physical healing. Maybe something doesn't work. Or maybe your heart needs healing. Maybe a relationship hasn't gone well. Maybe parent relationship. Maybe somebody you love. Maybe you need healing. My friends, I encourage you, go to Jesus for that very healing. Go to Jesus. He has healed me, and he can heal you. But I do want to tell you, friends, he promises everyone will be healed, but it may not happen right away. It may not happen this lifetime. Sometimes people aren't healed, and so they don't want anything to do with Jesus. But I think we are missing the point. Because the third hope I have for you is even more important than the second. The third hope is that he would heal you on the inside. You would receive forgiveness, the same forgiveness that he has given me, that he would give to you. That is my hope. We've all done things we wish we hadn't. And God is holy and perfect. And to be friends with him, to have relationship with him, he needs to forgive us. And Jesus offers that forgiveness. And if you are forgiven, it will change your life. Not just today, and not just for 3 months like the people who are healed and then were bitter. It will change your life forever. My friends, that is my hope for you. I hope that your life will be changed because of this Jesus. He is powerful, and he has changed me, and I hope he will change you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.